Figure of Eight by Patrick Lynch. For Sylvie and Sarah. Los Angeles, November 24th, 1993. Stacy came out of the bathroom late Tuesday night, the Gillette dripping foam in her left hand and a blank, faraway look on her face. Where the black smudge of her sex had been, there was now a neat V shading into darkness. She said it was going to simplify things. She said it was going to make it clean. That was how it started. By 3 o'clock Wednesday morning, they'd stripped the carpet out of her bedroom and washed the floor with Clorox. It was crazy. There was no way the room would ever be sterile, and anyway the procedure didn't require it. It was just nerves. It was the weight of events bearing down. They stripped her bed, throwing the satin pillows, the cuddly toys, and the Scorpio duvet cover into a carton that went into the garage with the camper. They jacked the foot of the bed up on house bricks, which they wrapped in polyethylene. He even thought about washing the walls, but Stacy drew the line at touching her posters.
"He has to be watching," she said, pointing a finger at the face on the ceiling. "I want him to see this."
She was on the bed now in what the doctors called the supported knee-chest position. There was an armchair on either side of the foot of the bed to support her feet, pushing her thighs up against her abdomen so that her vulva was completely exposed. Her Zodiac t-shirt had rucked up a little, showing the pale, veiny underside of her breasts. She took a long, shuddering pull at the fat joint she'd rolled, tapped the glowing end on the ashtray, and said something he couldn't make out. She was getting stoned, floating off on the diazepam and the Jimi Hendrix coming through from the living room. He would have preferred to have her under completely. He had gone to a lot of trouble and expense acquiring the...